Many children of this current generation are struggling with fear. The spirit of fear is genuine, even for children. It doesn't matter how old a person is. So today, we're going to go in depth and explore a couple practical ways to protect your children against the spirit of fear. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to episode 22. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, as you already know, we are talking about the spirit of fear, particularly in children. I want to focus on being more preventative in this particular episode. So that's what we're going to be covering and discussing today. And I do want to preface this with saying that I do understand and I am aware that a lot of fear comes from the fear of the unknown, fear of the future, not knowing what is going to take place. And many times that can be an illusion. You may have even heard fear is a false evidence appearing real. It just seems like it's something that's reality when it actually is not. A lot of times fear is based in the thought life. It's very and then thought about, meditated on. It is very important as a mother to be aware of the reality of the spiritual realm and also the reality of the spirit of fear. It is actually a spirit, but really being in tune with your children, what they're being exposed to, and taking the opportunity to help them train their thoughts, to teach them how to train their thoughts, how to have positive thinking, how to walk by faith. All of those things will help to mitigate some of the issues that come about. So let's get right into this. Guarding their hearts is so key. Now, of course, all of this stuff that we're going to be talking about today applies to you too. It applies to me too. It applies to us as adults, but we're focusing in on our children specifically here. So guarding their hearts is really important. And you may be familiar with the phrase guard your heart. You may have heard of it before. Yeah. Yeah, me too. You may have even heard of Proverbs 4:23, which if we're looking at it from the New Living Translation, it says to guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And that is so true. So not only do we need to guard our own hearts as adults, we also have the responsibility to guard our children's hearts as well. This is so important. Now, when they are young, this is of utmost importance for moms. When our children are littles, we really want to be intentional and make it our due diligence to make sure that we are guarding our children's hearts, because especially, you know, when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, it's really important when they're that young to make sure that we are monitoring what they're being exposed to, because it really does have an impact on the thought life, which in turn has an impact on our lives itself as a whole. So the earlier that we begin, the better. We can practice guarding our children's hearts at a very early age. When they're little, we can actually use stories from the Bible to teach and instill God's word and his principles, biblical principles. And I actually did talk about why you should use Bible lessons for toddlers. We kind of talked about using the Bible or teaching the Bible to toddlers in a previous episode. I believe that was episode 12. There is also a corresponding blog article to go with that if you are interested in checking that out, but it's very important. So let's look at what it means to guard our children's hearts. Like, how can we do that practically? So let's first talk about the eye gates. One way that we can guard our hearts is to be mindful of the things that they watch and the things that they see. This is very important, and I think that oftentimes it is taken for granted. But we can do this most easily when our children are very young, simply because they are usually right up under us, especially if it is a, you know, if you have a toddler, they're still home with you, you know, they're right there in your care, and you're able to monitor what they're watching, what they're seeing more effectively. You know, obviously as they get older, and, you know, especially if you're sending them out to school, there is a possibility, obviously, that they are more exposed to things that you are unaware of. You know, they have friends that, you know, can give them access to things. So that's why I'm saying it is important to make sure that we're doing this at an early age, so that when they get older, they have already been taught, they have already been trained on what to avoid, on how to walk by faith, on all the things that are going to help them stand against that. So we really want to focus on when they're young, okay? So when they're young, we want to make sure that we're aware of what they're watching on TV, what they're watching in movies, what they're seeing in video games, on devices. We cannot just assume that we can plop them on the couch with a device and say, here is this little kid's game, and just walk away and think that all is well. It is important, even in that situation, if you're giving them that type of screen time, that you do look periodically to make sure they're still in the right place, to make sure that there are not any inappropriate ads that are popping up on those devices. Same thing with video games, especially if they have older siblings, making sure that you are guarding their hearts in that as well. There are a lot of video games out, computer games that are very popular that are just not appropriate for children, especially young children, and they can instill fear. I remember being in the classroom, I was teaching kindergarten, and I had children who were afraid to go into the bathroom because they had been exposed to something scary, and it had became like it was a popular thing and everybody wanted to go look at it on the internet, and they had siblings who, you know, who were talking about it, and they were exposed to it from that. They were playing different computer games that were just not age appropriate to them, and as a result they were afraid, and I had to talk to a couple of them and talk them out of that fear that they were dealing with. So it is a very real thing, and it's very important that we monitor these things, and certain things just should not be allowed in our houses as Christian families. Same thing with movies. Even if you are watching a movie, or you have older children watching a movie, your husband, whoever, watching movies or TV, please do not assume that just because you put your young children to bed that they are unaware, because they can still hear things, or they may be hiding around the corner and you don't know. So just be very mindful. I think the best way is to practice it holistically as a family, if possible. Depending on your family dynamic, the best way would be to practice these strategies holistically as a family. Like in my house, we don't do, there's just certain things we don't watch. There's certain things we don't play. There's certain things we don't listen to. Like nobody in my household, not my husband, not myself, and obviously not my daughter, we just do not. And that way it is holistic. We're all on the same page. There's nothing coming into the home, and we're able to guard it that way. I feel that, if possible, in your scenario, would be the best thing, just to make sure that nothing is coming in while you're trying to prevent it from coming in. When you're out in public, you know, you want to be vigilant. And if your child does become exposed to something that isn't in line with biblical values, it's important to take that moment and use it as a learning moment. I personally would stop in that moment and address the situation on the spot if possible. Not in a, you know, obvious way. You still want to do things discreetly and decently in order, but I definitely would address it in that moment and combat that with the Word of God so that your child doesn't have the opportunity to hold that in their heart or to meditate on it in their thought life. So you want to teach your children that what they just saw is contrary to God's Word. It does not make him happy, or it's not of God, depending on what it is that the child saw. But the teaching doesn't end here. As your children get older, like I mentioned earlier, they're not going to be with you 24/7. So it is a good idea to teach them how to guard their eye gates as well. So you may have older children right now, and maybe you didn't, you know, apply the practical ways that we're talking about here in this episode, but you can still at this time teach your children, your older children, what is appropriate, what is not appropriate to watch. Help them to understand the significance of avoiding certain things, of not watching certain things from a spiritual perspective. And then, of course, set boundaries and explain the purpose of such boundaries. So, okay, in this household, we don't play this computer game or we don't watch these types of movies because, and then explain why. Explain the purpose of that. I think that that can be very beneficial, especially when you're dealing with all age of children, but especially with older children. You want to teach them what God says about certain topics and instill his values into their hearts. Now, of course, like I said, way easier to do this when they're younger, but it definitely can be done, especially with lots of prayer and faith with older children, depending on where they already are in life. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 22:6 to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This means that we must intentionally train our children. We must teach them right from wrong. Help them understand good versus evil. Teach them the heart of God and what pleases God, what displeases God, as well as the benefits and the consequences of both of those things. So I would recommend, this is my personal recommendation, obviously, you do what you want to do, mama, but I recommend don't allow demonic, scary, horror shows, movies, books, etc. in your home. And this is a tricky one because nowadays it's like, oh, this has been around for years. I used to watch this when I was a kid, or I used to read these books when I was a kid. But it doesn't matter. The spiritual realm is real. Whether we sugarcoat it, candy coat it, make it look pretty or not, Satan has real intentions. So just keep that in mind. We don't want to just brush certain things off and say, oh, it's innocent. I would stay away from anything that is contrary to the Word of God, anything that can instill any sort of fear into your child or any sort of ungodly spirit into your home. Okay, so if you're watching something, I would say fast forward that channel. If you see a frightening ad or commercials come up, or sometimes it's not even frightening. It could be literally, it could be something about like medical, right? There are a lot of medical ads and commercials that pop up and they're talking about all these things that could instill fear in a person. Fear of contracting whatever disease or issue that they're talking about. I would even fast forward those or mute those or change the channel when those types of things come on. Anything that can plant the seed of fear in you and your family, I would say avoid it at all costs. The goal here is to keep that spirit of fear out of your home. Let's talk about the ear gates. The same thing that we just talked about with eye gates applies to the ear gates. You want to monitor what your children are listening to. It's not just limited to music. It also includes things like TV shows, video games, audiobooks, conversations, you know, things that people are talking about. They may not realize the child is listening, or maybe the child is listening and they're just not thinking about the fact that it could potentially instill fear. Just be mindful of those types of things around your children. We can apply the same procedure like we did with our eye gates. We can do the same thing with our ear gates. Set boundaries, teach your children, train your children, and educate your children. This is our job, mamas. It's not the job of the educational system, because they definitely are not going to do it. And I can say that because I worked in the education system for years. It is not the job of your parents. It is not the job of the Sunday school, church, kids' church, whatever. It is our job to do these things, and we must make it a priority. Now, music is huge because it does impact us greatly. Songs stay with us for years. They're powerful, and they are a gateway. They can be a gateway to demonic spirits. If you're listening to that type of music, or if you're playing that type of music around your children, I think this is another one that people overlook, but it is so, so, so real and powerful. those spirits can enter your home. The music affects your mood, emotions, actions, and just like it affects us as adults, it definitely affects the children. I have seen it in action, and I have seen it result in horrible things. So please monitor your kids and what they are listening to. This is so important. Instead of hearing fear-inducing topics, including the news that can induce fear, instead of listening to a lot of that, you want to facilitate your children into hearing faith-enhancing things. It makes me think about Philippians 4:8, which basically tells us to think about things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Things that are praiseworthy, things that are excellent. We want to make sure that it's positive. That is how we can negate a lot of the issues that we are seeing today. We want to focus on faith. One great thing that we can do with our children is to focus on faith, because faith drives out fear. We can allow them to constantly hear music that honors God, that constantly ushers the presence of God into our homes. We can provide them with opportunities to hear the Bible being read, to hear the Bible being talked about, to hear conversations about the Bible, to have conversations about the Bible with them, and allow them to hear faith-building, you know, messages and sermons and podcasts. You know, whatever they are full of is what's going to come out. So is your child full of fear-inducing things, or are they full of faith-enhancing things? Okay, you want to make sure that you're providing those opportunities, and try supporting faith-inspired companies that provide content that are going to point your child to Jesus. For example, one thing that we did, we swapped things like Hulu and Netflix. We swapped it for PureFlix. The key here is to cultivate a Christ-centered home where faith actually thrives. You know, Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We see in this verse that we grow in faith by hearing the word of God. So try to allow your children frequent exposure to God's word in various formats, because the more that we hear the word of God, the more that we grow in faith. This applies to us, and it also applies to our children. The word of God can also quench any fiery darts that the enemy may send surrounding the fear that comes from circumstances or thoughts. Regardless of what the catalyst of fear is, it can be overcome with faith. Faith can be obtained by hearing the word of God. Now, if it's not an actual spirit, you know, if your child actually has a spirit, then of course deliverance and things like that may need to be looked into if it is something that is very debilitating. And you would know, but we want to make sure that we are focusing on faith as we're raising our children, as well as within our homes, as we are cultivating Christ-centered homes. If your child has already been exposed to things that induce fear, or they're already struggling with the spirit of fear, combat that with God's word. Combat that with prayer, and pray for wisdom on how to go about that situation. You want to read Bible verses together in the morning, throughout the day, before they go to bed. You want to commit to working together as a family, to memorizing scripture. You can do this as a family. Say, hey, let's memorize these Bible verses that are going to eradicate fear. Let's memorize these Bible verses that are going to help us grow in our faith. If you go to my blog article, it is called Practical Ways to Protect Your Child Against the Spirit of Fear. I actually have a list of various Bible verses that are good for this. One of them that I want to highlight, however, is 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." So today, I just want to encourage you to not only be vigilant in protecting yourself, but also be vigilant in protecting your family, your children, against the spirit of fear, because it is real out here, mamas. And we live in a world where a lot of negative, a lot of sin, a lot of fear is pushed to the forefront, more so now than the good, the positive, and the faith. And so we have to make it our business to make sure that we are giving our children as much of the exposure to the positive, to the faith, to the word of God, to make sure that they are growing in faith
Like I said, the earlier we do this in their lives, the better, because they begin to cultivate it as a lifestyle. So hopefully you found this an encouragement to be intentional about protecting your children against the spirit of fear, in addition to guarding your own heart. I will chat with you soon.
If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to ToddlerMomDiaries.com and click Work With Me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.